We're going to begin today in John chapter 1. John chapter 1, and we're going to read verse 1 and verse 14. John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Verse 14. And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Jesus is God. And by that we mean that Jesus is deity. He became man in order that He might be our high priest. Jesus is our Savior. Jesus is our Lord. Jesus is the only begotten Son of God. Now these are the facts of the Bible. In these next four lessons, we're going to look at some views that deny what the Bible teaches about Jesus. We're going to look at some false views of Jesus Christ. And today, in this first lesson, we're going to look at the belief that Jesus was just a man, that He was not God, He was just a man. Now, there were many in the New Testament who thought this. In the same book of John, I'd like for you to turn to John chapter 7. John chapter 7, and we're going to look at verse 12. I want you to notice some of the opinions that people had about Jesus. In John 7, verse 12, the Bible says, "And there was much murmuring among the people concerning Him. For some said, He is a good man. Others said, Nay, but He deceiveth the people." So on the one hand, you had some people saying He is a good man. Others were saying He's a man, but He's a bad man. He is a fake. He is a deceiver. Let's look farther in the book of John at John chapter 10. John chapter 10, and notice what the Bible says in verse 19. John chapter 10, verse 19. "There was a division, therefore, again among the Jews for these sayings. And many of them said, He hath a devil, and is mad. Why hear ye him? Others said, These are not the words of him that hath a devil. Can a devil open the eyes of the blind?" So the Bible says, again, there was another division among the Jewish people. There were unbelieving Jews that looked at Jesus as just another man. Now, in that category of people, there were some that said, well, we're willing to admit that He's a good man, although they didn't necessarily believe that He was the Son of God. On the other hand, you had some people who would not even admit that Jesus was a good man. They said that He was a devil, or they even said that He was mad, that He was insane, that He had a devil. Now, think about this. It is a fact that Jesus lived. We've already looked at that evidence. We've already seen that inside the Bible and outside the Bible, the facts show, history proves, that Jesus of Nazareth really did exist. There was a Jesus. And so the question is, was He a mere man, or was He the Son of God? Some say that He was a good man, but not God incarnate, not the Savior, not the only begotten Son of God. Now, this is a very old view, and most positions, most doctrines are very old. Back in the middle of the second century, there was a sect, there was a cult, if you will. They were called the Ebionites. Now, this group of people claimed to be followers of Jesus, but they didn't believe that Jesus was the only begotten Son of God. They did not believe in the deity of Jesus Christ. They said that He was the Son of David. They said that He was even the promised Messiah, but they did not accept the fact that He was God in the flesh. They emphasized that people should keep the law of Moses and at the same time try to follow the teaching of this man, Jesus Christ, who happened in their sense to be a prophet also. So these people in this cult in the second century, and that's just a little over 100 years after Jesus died on the cross, there were people that said, yes, we believe that Jesus lived. Yes, we believe that He was a good man. Yes, we believe that He was a prophet, but we don't believe that He was God incarnate. We do not believe that he was deity. Now, today you have people who argue the same. There are people today who say that Jesus had some good teachings. They say that Jesus had some wise sayings, but they say at the same time that he was a man, that he was a great religious teacher and a great religious leader, like Gandhi or Buddha or Confucius, but he was not God, and certainly was not the only way to eternal life. Now, folks, this is popular in some circles today. There are seminaries, there are universities, there are television shows, and there are some churches who push the idea that people from all religions should blend together, because after all, we all believe in a higher power. And so you have Hindus and Muslims and Buddhists all trying to get together with people who say that they are Christians. And one of the ideas, of course, is that they all believe that there was a Jesus of Nazareth, but they don't necessarily agree with each other that he was the only begotten Son of God. Some of these people will go so far as to say that he was a prophet, but they don't believe that Jesus was the Son of God. Now, folks, this kind of teaching and this kind of religion is ridiculous. The Bible plainly says that Jesus is deity. John chapter 1, verse 1, the Word was God. Now, there are many other passages that say the same thing. There are many other verses that teach us that Jesus is deity, but one is enough for the present purpose. The Bible plainly teaches that his miracles proved that he was the Son of God. Jesus said that in John 10, 37 and 38. And we also find that those dozens and dozens of Old Testament prophecies that were fulfilled in the life of Jesus Christ prove that he is the Son of God. And folks, the Bible does teach that the only way to eternal life is through Jesus Christ. John 14, verse 6 is where Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through me. So Jesus said, there's no way to get to heaven except through me. It's not going to be through all these world religions. It's not going to be by demoting Jesus and saying, well, he's just a good man, he's a great religious teacher, but there are others out there. Or by saying, well, he's a prophet, but he's not on the level with God. He's like those other prophets. The Bible denies that. The Bible says that he is the only way to eternal life. He is the Savior. In John 3, verse 5, Jesus said, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. John chapter 3, verse 5. Consider this. Jesus said that he was all of this. He said that he was the Son of God. He said that he was one with God. Question. If people today say that Jesus was not really God, but he was a good man, here's the question. Do good men lie? If Jesus said that he was the Son of God, when he was actually not the Son of God, then he lied, and that means that he was not even a good man. C.S. Lewis one time said that when you look at Jesus Christ, there are only three possibilities. There are only three different ways that you can look at Jesus. You can either look at him as liar, lunatic, or Lord. Now, there were people in the first century who held to those three different views. There were some that said that Jesus was a liar. Well, if he was a liar, then you can't say that he was a good man. You can say that he was a man, but you cannot say that Jesus was a good man if he said he was the Son of God when he actually was not. Some in the first century said that Jesus was a lunatic. They said that he was mad, that he was insane. But we find that that is absolutely impossible. He could not have been that kind of person. He makes prophecies that are fulfilled. He knows things that other people don't know. His teaching is too consistent. It's in too much harmony with the rest of the Bible for him to be classified in that way. And so by process of elimination, he must be the third, and that is Lord. Well, somebody said, well, I still don't see why he couldn't just be a prophet. Maybe he's just a prophet of God and not really the Son of God like you're saying. Well, we're going to talk more about that. We're going to discuss that issue in the third of these lessons in this series. But again, folks, we come back to the same problem. And that is, does a prophet of God lie? No. So when somebody says, well, I don't believe that Jesus is the Savior. I don't believe that he is the Son of God, but I do believe that he was a great teacher, a great religious leader. I even believe that he was a prophet. Then what you have is a contradiction. Because that person is saying that Jesus is a prophet, and yet Jesus told something that is not true. That never happened. Well, somebody says this, won't it help me if I just practice Jesus' teaching? Do I really have to believe that he is the Son of God in order to be saved and go to heaven? Well, Jesus' teaching will benefit an individual. It will benefit his family, and it will benefit society. That's why Thomas Jefferson, even though he did not believe in the inspiration of the Bible and did not believe in the deity of Christ, that's why he wanted the teaching of the New Testament, especially the teaching of Jesus, to be made common among people in America, because he knew that it would make a better society. And that's true. If people practice the golden rule, if people practice what Jesus said about loving your neighbor as yourself, if people just practice those two things in their life, imagine what a change we would have in our world. But salvation, friends, is a different matter. Salvation in heaven is a different matter from having a better life here on earth. The Bible plainly says in John chapter 8, verse 24, that our Lord said, if you do not believe that I am he, you shall die in your sins. So we have to believe that Jesus is who the Bible says that he is. John 12, 48 says, he that rejects me and receives not my word has one that judges him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. So we have to believe in the deity of Jesus Christ. We can't just say, well, he was a good man, and I agree with some of his teaching. I'm going to follow some of his principles so that I can have a better life here. If we're going to go to heaven, we have to recognize him as Lord and Savior. We must believe that he is the Son of God, and we must obey his word in order to be saved. Jesus was a man, but he was more than just a man. He was the only begotten Son of God.